KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 56 degrees. We look for the skies to be partly cloudy for the balance of the day and a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert today is advising local fire chiefs in the county to place your local fire danger signs in the extreme category until 7 p.m. The request is due to the expected high wind and dry conditions. No open burning is allowed in Shelby County today. Fires that do start will move quickly and be very difficult to contain and control. Seibert advises property owners and tenants to have a plan. If a fire occurs and you're in the path, you must move quickly to a place of safety. Red Oak Police dispatched to the 100 block of East Market Street in Red Oak early this morning with regard to an assault, arrested a man on several charges. 25-year-old David Richard Nash of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:50 a.m. for interference with official acts, assault on a peace officer, and a felony charge of domestic abuse, assault, third or subsequent offense. Nash was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. Two men were arrested in the same area but on separate charges last night in Red Oak. The sheriff's office reports 60-year-old Robert Ernest McMartin of Red Oak was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. in the 400 block of East Grimes Street following a traffic stop. McMartin was charged with driving while license suspended with 8 withdrawals in effect. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a little more than $566 bond. About 10 minutes later, also in the 400 block of East Grimes, 54-year-old Joseph Olus Loudermilk of Red Oak was arrested by Red Oak Police with assistance from Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. Loudermilk was brought to Montgomery County Jail and charged with simple assault. His bond was set at $300. An investigation Thursday afternoon into an incident of an alleged robbery and stabbing resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs teen. Bluffs police report just before 3 p.m. Thursday, officers were dispatched to the area of the 500 block of First Avenue in reference to a stabbing and robbery that had just occurred. Officers responded and found that a robbery did not occur. Instead, they discovered the 25-year-old Levi Lovrian of Council Bluffs had been in a verbal altercation with a 15-year-old juvenile male. And during the altercation, the juvenile pulled out a multi-purpose tool and stabbed Lovrian in the upper right thigh, causing a minor wound. He refused medical assistance at the scene. The juvenile ran away from the scene after picking up the victim's cell phone off the ground. Detectives later found the juvenile at his home, where he was arrested for aggravated assault and theft in the fifth degree. The cell phone was not recovered. There were no other persons injured in the incident. A woman from Red Oak who was distracted by answering her cell phone Thursday afternoon was cited for having no insurance, accident-related, following a collision. 55-year-old Shelley Shuffler of Red Oak was also issued a warning for following too closely after the 2006 Chrysler Town & Country van she was driving hit the rear of a 2013 Chevy Traverse driven by 57-year-old Robert of Creston. Officials say both vehicles were traveling north on North Broadway Street at around 1:10 p.m. when stopped after traffic in front of him stopped. Shuffler didn't notice SUV had come to a halt. The Traverse, registered to Agrivis and Equipment Group, sustained $3,000 damage, while Shuffler's van sustained about $5,000 damage. There were no injuries reported. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 19-year-old Travis Theodore Wolf of Audubon was arrested Wednesday evening at around 5:30. Wolf was charged with disorderly conduct following an incident that occurred at Highway 71 and Mance Avenue in Audubon. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released following an appearance before the magistrate, where he pled guilty and was fined. Officials at the Iowa Judicial Branch report Supreme Court Chief Justice Mark S. Cady of Fort Dodge on Thursday signed an order appointing judges to serve as chief judges for the district courts beginning January 1st. Among the eight justices he appointed was Jeffrey L. Larson of Harlan to the 4th Judicial District. 4th District Chief Judge Larson was appointed to the bench in 2003 and became chief judge due to the retirement of Judge Charles Smith III. He earned his law degree from the University of Iowa in 1985 and has been in a private practice as well as serving as the Shelby County Attorney. In the funeral announcements, Carol E. Bouchard, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Creighton Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Carol Bouchard will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Aura Wall, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died October 13th. Memorial service for Aura Wall will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Marcine Twork, age 82, of State College, Pennsylvania, died October 2nd. A massive Christian burial for Marcine Twork will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Holly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Brian Chris Moon, age 52, of Indian Wells, California, and formerly of Stewart, died October the 8th in Palm Springs, California. Graveside services for Brian Moon will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marcella Marie Smith, age 99, of Erling, died Wednesday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Marcella Smith will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Alberta Heckman Lees, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Anita, died October the 8th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Alberta Lees will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ryan Danley, age 36, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Cavanaugh House on 56th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ryan Danley will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. And Diana K. DeWally, age 66, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diana DeWally will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you this morning by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.